Lesson 12. People. 1. Part A. Listen, write, and speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the tape and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
The United States has been called a nation of immigrants. Indeed, aside from the American Indians, all Americans are immigrants or the descendants of immigrants. All have come from other places within the last 400 years. Americans came from different parts of the earth and for different reasons. Some came to escape persecution, religious or political. Others to find a better life for themselves and their children. Still others were looking for adventure or for wealth. As for the blacks, they were forcibly brought here as slaves. Immigrants usually came in waves. The early settlers came mainly in the 17th and 18th centuries, mostly from the British Isles. In the middle decades of the 19th century, a much larger wave of immigrants arrived, chiefly from Ireland and Germany. But the really huge wave reached the United States between 1880 and 1920. Over 23 million people came during that period, more than twice as many as had come in all the years before. Unlike their predecessors, who were mostly from northwestern Europe, the later arrivals were mainly from eastern and southern Europe and from various parts of Asia. This meant that they were quite different from the old-time Americans in language, appearance, customs, attitudes, and in other respects. All these immigrants, as well as the later ones, had to adjust to the unfamiliar conditions they found in the new place, and all had to work very hard to survive. Consequently, newcomers tended to stay together, forming close-knit communities and clinging to their old customs and their language. They also organized mutual aid societies to help one another in the new environment. On the other hand, common conditions and events, especially political and economic ones, tended to draw people to diverse backgrounds together. Public education did much to turn the children of the immigrants into Americans in a rather short time. Indeed, the children of immigrants soon spoke English rather than their mother tongue, and many broke their ties with their original backgrounds. For a very long time, the United States was regarded as a melting pot. This meant that all the diverse elements would be melted down into something 100% American. In other words, immigrants were to alter their old ways and become Americans as fast as they could. But in more recent years, many immigrants began to realize that in giving up their old customs, they were losing much that was valuable and close to their hearts. Children and grandchildren of immigrants began to wonder about their roots or their ethnic origins. They wanted to learn more of the old ways that they remembered, though not very clearly, from their childhood. And the more they studied their past, the closer they felt to it. In the meantime, more and more people have become aware that despite all the old talk of a melting pot, the United States is really far from being such a thing. They find that the American culture contains many elements that have come from other cultures and other places. Family names, words and expressions in the language, foods, games, music, religious beliefs. Gradually, Americans have begun to realize that the United States is not a melting pot at all. Rather, it is a mosaic, composed of many patterns and colors, represented by the various racial and ethnic groups. Each of these has contributed to making the whole nation ever so much richer, stronger, and more interesting.
Question number 1. What is the passage mainly about? Question number 2. Which figure is closer to the number of people who emigrated to the United States before 1880? Question number 3. Which statement is true according to the passage? Question number 4. In the old days, what would immigrants do to help themselves survive in the American society? Question number 5. What was the recent realization among descendants of immigrants? Exercise 2. Listen to the tape again and complete the table below.
The United States has been called a nation of immigrants. Indeed, aside from the American Indians, all Americans are immigrants or the descendants of immigrants. All have come from other places within the last 400 years. Americans came from different parts of the earth and for different reasons. Some came to escape persecution, religious or political. Others to find a better life for themselves and their children. Still others were looking for adventure or for wealth. As for the blacks, they were forcibly brought here as slaves. Immigrants usually came in waves. The early settlers came mainly in the 17th and 18th centuries, mostly from the British Isles. In the middle decades of the 19th century, a much larger wave of immigrants arrived, chiefly from Ireland and Germany. But the really huge wave reached the United States between 1880 and 1920. Over 23 million people came during that period, more than twice as many as had come in all the years before. Unlike their predecessors, who were mostly from northwestern Europe, the later arrivals were mainly from eastern and southern Europe and from various parts of Asia. This meant that they were quite different from the old-time Americans in language, appearance, customs, attitudes, and in other respects. All these immigrants, as well as the later ones, had to adjust to the unfamiliar conditions they found in the new place, and all had to work very hard to survive. Consequently, newcomers tended to stay together, forming close-knit communities and clinging to their old customs and their language. They also organized mutual aid societies to help one another in the new environment. On the other hand, common conditions and events, especially political and economic ones, tended to draw people to diverse backgrounds together. Public education did much to turn the children of the immigrants into Americans in a rather short time. Indeed, the children of immigrants soon spoke English rather than their mother tongue, and many broke their ties with their original backgrounds. For a very long time, the United States was regarded as a melting pot. This meant that all the diverse elements would be melted down into something 100% American. In other words, immigrants were to alter their old ways and become Americans as fast as they could. But in more recent years, many immigrants began to realize that in giving up their old customs, they were losing much that was valuable and close to their hearts. Children and grandchildren of immigrants began to wonder about their roots or their ethnic origins. They wanted to learn more of the old ways that they remembered, though not very clearly, from their childhood. And the more they studied their past, the closer they felt to it. In the meantime, more and more people have become aware that despite all the old talk of a melting pot, the United States is really far from being such a thing. They find that the American culture contains many elements that have come from other cultures and other places. Family names, words and expressions in the language, foods, games, music, religious beliefs. Gradually, Americans have begun to realize that the United States is not a melting pot at all. Rather, it is a mosaic, composed of many patterns and colors, represented by the various racial and ethnic groups. Each of these has contributed to making the whole nation ever so much richer, stronger, and more interesting.
Part B. Listen and relax.
directions. You're going to hear a rhyme. Supply the missing words and say after the tape.
We're going to the beach with a sandwich and a peach. We'll have a glass of Coke after we've all had a soak. The water has a glassy sheen. The waves are kind of bluish green. All day long we'll swim and dive. It's such fun to be alive. Finding shells is lots of fun. So is lying in the sun. Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You're going to hear a passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Most Americans don't like to get advice from the members of their family. When they need advice, they don't usually ask the people they know. Instead, many Americans write letters to newspapers and magazines, which give advice on different subjects, including family problems, the use of language, health, cooking, childcare, clothes, and how to buy a house or a car. Most newspapers regularly print letters from readers with problems. Every other week, along with the letters, there are answers sent by people who are thought to know how to solve such problems. Some of these writers are doctors. Others are lawyers or educators. But among the most famous writers of advice are two women without special training for this kind of work. One of them answers letters addressed to Dear Abby. The other is addressed as Dear Anne. Experience is their preparation for giving advice. There is one writer who has not lived long enough to have much experience. She is a girl named Angel Brown, who started writing advice for newspaper readers at the age of 10. Her advice to young readers now appears regularly in the Philadelphia Bulletin in a column called Dear Angel.
Question number one. What do most Americans do when they need advice? Question number two. Newspapers give advice on a number of subjects. Which of the following is mentioned in the passage? Question number three. How often do most newspapers print letters from readers? Question number four. What do you know about the two very famous writers of advice? Question number five. What can you infer from the passage? This is the end of Lesson 12.